Hi, I'm Andrea Alarcon in our San Francisco, California office, and number 5 on our list of top 10 compliance issues is mental health parity. Generally, the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Act requires that the financial requirements and treatment limitations imposed on mental health and substance abuse disorder benefits cannot be more restrictive than the predominant financial requirements and treatment limitations that apply to medical and surgical benefits. This issue made our top 10 compliance list for this year because recent DOL audits show an increased focus on compliance with the Act, and FAQs regarding implementation of the Act were just released this April. Those FAQs clarify that when performing the substantially all and predominant tests for financial requirements and quantitative treatment limitations, a plan or issuer must use group health plan specific data where available to make projections. For example, it is not a reasonable method to base the analysis on an issuer's entire book of business for the year or limit to a specific region. If specific plan level data is not available, an issuer may use data at the product level. To the extent group health plan specific data is available, each self-insured group health plan must use such data in making their projections. In addition, the FAQs reiterate the right to access plan documents and information not only for participants, but providers as well. A plan administrator or health insurance issuer must disclose the criteria for medical necessity determinations with respect to mental health and substance use disorder benefits to any current or potential participant, beneficiary, or contracting provider upon request, and the reason for denial with respect to these benefits to the participant or beneficiary. And for plans subject to ERISA, these disclosures must generally be furnished within 30 days of request. In addition, if requested, plans must furnish providers with certain documents and plan information to evaluate compliance with the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act. So contact us at Mercer if you would like to talk with our compliance experts about making sure your large group health plan's benefits are aligned with current law and best practices. Thank you.